Hello, and welcome to What Was That About with Kate and Sophia. I'm Kate.
And I'm Sophia, and What Was That About is a show where we talk books, movies, music, media, all things pop culture.
Now let's get into it. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my childhood favorite movies, and the movie that was the theme of my recent 17th birthday party, Mamma Mia. What year did this movie come out, actually? I don't know
this.
That
is such a good question.
I sense that it came out...
Early 2000s, I want to say, but yeah. I could be wrong. Do you want me to...
I'll look it up.
Yes, but it's definitely... I believe it was first a musical, correct? And then...
I believe so,
they
yes.
turned that musical into a movie, but it was all inspired by ABBA's... One of ABBA's albums?
Okay, it's not going to load, but let's just say that it came out in, like, 2007.
That feels right.
Yeah, so all inspired by ABBA. I believe it was a musical first because there's that very classic, like, poster of, like,
yes,
that
girl in the white dress. Yes.
And she does not look like Sophie in the movie, mm-hmm. which, who's it? She's played
it's like
by, like...
Amanda someone.
Amanda, yeah. Okay.
So, Amanda someone.
Amanda... Like, it's something with an S. I cannot remember it. Yeah. Meryl Streep, and then a bunch of the actors who I recognize, but I do not know the names of. They're all in Greece. The plot isn't really there, but the movie is purely vibes, honestly.
Yes. Let's think. The plot is Sophie is about to get married to her fiancé.
She's 20.
She's 20.
Which
she's
is ridiculous.
About to get
I'm sorry.
Married to her fiancé, but the key detail about her is that she doesn't know who her dad is.
And her mom's always been like, oh, he was a summer fling.
Yeah.
But then Sophie finds her diary, finds out there's three guys who are potential fathers, and
invites them all to her wedding.
And Miss Meryl Streep, a.k.a. Donna, has no idea which one it is. And never told any of them that they possibly were a father. So then she invites them to her wedding, but pretends that the invitations are from Donna, her mom. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they all come. And then, shenanigans ensue, musicalness ensues. In the end, we're spoiling this because, I'm sorry, if you don't know how Mamma Mia ends, that's on you.
And also, if you know how it ends, it doesn't really ruin the watching experience.
It really
because
doesn't.
This is not a plot-driven movie.
It's literally, you're just watching, like, an extended music video, essentially.
Real.
But then, in the end, they, like, go up to, like, get married, all the stuff. And then, Sophie and Skye, which is her fiancé, they're like, why are we getting married? We don't need to get married. We're so young, blah, blah, blah. So they decide not to get married, but they're still together. And then Donna, after not seeing any of these guys for, like, 20 years and like, only hang out with them for, like, 24 hours...
Honestly, more like 3 minutes.
Like 3 minutes, yeah. She picks the original guy, I think Sam, to marry. And then they get married and live happily ever after.
Yes. And some, I don't know, not so key subplots. Like Sophie and Skye were meant to take over the hotel Donna runs.
Yeah.
But then they like don't really want to. But it's okay that because now Donna can run it because she's married.
Yeah, and so, then one...
A guy with money.
Yes. And then one of Donna's friends, starts dating or wants to marry or whatever, one of the old flings. One of the other flings turns out that he likes men, and it's a beautiful little mini love story in the corner. And then, so those are kind of the general side plots. But,
okay.
Overall, thoughts on this, classic. It's a classic for us. I know
it's
it came out like in our lifetime, but like we're only 17, so let this be a classic for us.
Yes. Okay. So I believe I watched this movie for the first time at a sleepover at one of my friend's house, probably in late elementary school, middle school.
That sounds about right.
And it's just I'm going to call it a classic of girlhood. Like,
yes.
It's such a fun movie. You know, it doesn't really get old. As we've said, it's not very plot-driven. Nothing really happens, but the characters are very... It's just... It's light, it's fun, like, makes you want to go to Greece and get married or not.
Yeah, essentially, and run around in, like, linen clothes and, like...
Yep.
And, like, swim in the Aegean and, like, mm-hmm. and have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what Mamma Mia is about. It's not about anything but that.
And sing.
Yeah. I feel, for me at least, Mamma Mia has very similar energy in terms of, like, it being a very important movie that, like, shaped my childhood. It's the same as, like, it's Mamma Mia and High School Musical are those movies for me. Like, those are, like, you know, your musical movies that don't have much of a plot, kind of are ridiculous. Any of the, like, problems that happen in the plot, like, you're like, this wouldn't be an actual problem if this happened in real life. And, like, anyways, it's all that stuff. It's very fantastical, but still a little bit realistic. I think what I do love about Mamma Mia is they have two songs that are very reminiscy, and those are, like, my favorite songs of the movie. Slipping Through My Fingers and yes. Our Last Summer. Those are, like,
Our
the
Last
vibes.
Summer is so good.
Our Last Summer is just the vibes of that. Like, oh, my God.
Let's just say the soundtrack of Mamma Mia carries the movie.
Yes. And that can fully be attributed to ABBA.
Yes. But go ABBA.
Go ABBA. But the thing, I think this is the one downfall of Mamma Mia in terms of its relation to ABBA. I feel like since the Mamma Mia soundtrack gets credit for all those ABBA songs, which I just feel like is kind of sad. Like, okay, but to be fair, whenever I listen to the ABBA versions of the Mamma Mia songs, I never enjoy them as much as I enjoy the Mamma Mia songs. And yeah. That's a me issue. Like, I know that, but I do think, I don't know, it's just, like, everyone's always like, let's listen to Mamma Mia, but deep down it's ABBA. But I'm also a culprit of that, so, like, I can't really just criticize that. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, I feel like if I was ABBA, I would be a little bit sad that, like, this musical gets the credit for all my music, but...
But at the same time, like, I feel like maybe people in our generation wouldn't be listening to ABBA songs
at
unless
all,
they were transferred into this movie.
You're right.
Kind of is a nice way for them to live on.
You're right, I agree. Yeah. I think that's the other thing. I think the other thing that's, like, funny about Mamma Mia as a whole, and this is something that, like, I kind of saw online, so I'm not just coming up with this right now, but that I just think is kind of funny and, like, really represents how ridiculous this movie is it's a movie with based on songs from a British, right? I believe they're British.
Yeah.
British band that takes place in Greece that's called, like, a stereotypical, like, Italian phrase.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's an actual, like, Italian phrase.
Yeah,
but,
stereotypical is a good word.
Stereotypical, but, like, anyway, so it's like, how do we get from point A to point B? Like, it doesn't make
any
sense.
No one knows.
But, like, that's truly what Mamma Mia is.
No,
like,
one knows how we got from point A to point B.
I think the other thing that's, like, funny about Mamma Mia is they recently, not recently, but in the last, like, 5 years? I can't remember. They came out with Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which was Mamma Mia 2, which essentially was, like, so in this movie, Donna has passed away in, like, real time, and Sophie's now married and pregnant, and she's, like, reading the diaries of, like, her mom when her mom was pregnant, but instead of it just being, like, taking place in present time, it's also going back and forth between, like, when Donna was there that first summer, and now, and, like, seeing, like, all of that. And let me just say, they lost the plot even more. Like, any plot points or, like, major things that they talked about in the first movie did not translate to the second one.
Yeah.
Other than her meeting Harry in France. Like, that was the only thing that happened. All the other stuff, it was, like, they weren't these, like, rock star guys. They were kind of these just, like...
Regular
good guys who are, like, in love with Donna and, like, anyways.
Yeah, I feel like Donna's original love story was a little bizarre, so I feel like it might not have came off that well.
Yeah.
But I hear that. I haven't seen that one in a while. I feel like
I have
to rewatch it.
I think I watched it, like, when it came out, and then I haven't really watched it since. But, yeah, I agree. Mamma Mia is just, like, it's a girlhood movie. Like,
is it true that they're making a third? I feel like I heard that somewhere. I don't know if that's, like, real or
not. That feels unnecessary. Like, I don't even think the second one was necessary. I'm going to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. That was an unnecessary movie. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But, like,
there was nothing else to be said.
Yeah. I also just, like, I don't know. I hate when they... Okay, the other thing that's so weird to me about Mamma Mia that I realized when I watched it, like, about a month ago, because I watched it twice in the last 2 months, was when Donna has Sophie, she's, like, 23, because she had just graduated college. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the summer after she graduates college that she gets pregnant. So, like, she's, like, 23 when she has Sophie. Then in that means in Mamma Mia, the original one, Sophie's 20, meaning Meryl Streep and all of her friends and all of those guys, Meryl Streep's, like, 43 in that. And, like, or that her character is, and all of those other people are, like, in their mid-40s. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching it, they're acting like these people are, like, in their 60s.
Real. Thank you.
And I don't think they ever actually, like, figured out, like, the plot of, like, I don't think they ever actually paid attention to the ages. They were just like, eh, you're, like, parents are, like, sort of, like, 60-ish when their kids get married normally. But, like, that's if you have your kid when you're, like, 30 and then your kid gets married, like,
when they're, like, 20-something.
In their late 20s or yeah. When they're, like, 30. So, like, that, when I realized that, I was like, that's so ridiculous because they treat all these characters like they're so old. And, like,
yeah.
Like, you're not, like, a kid when you're not, like, a young adult when you're 40, but you're not, like,
you're just an adult. You're not, just, like, an older adult.
Like, most 40-year-olds have, like, a kid in elementary school. Like, mm-hmm. like, anyways, I found this out, and it, like, kind of, like, pissed me off. I was like, why?
It's giving they wanted to cast Meryl Streep, and they just kind of...
It's giving they wanted to have, like, old jokes in it, but, like, but then they also wanted Meryl Streep to be, like, a young mom, so then they just, like, were like, we'll mm-hmm. do both. And, like, anyways, that just little plot point, like, that really, that, like, it angers me now whenever I watch it. Because I'm like, you're literally 40.
Yeah.
And then that also means that when Meryl Streep dies in, like, the second movie, like, before.
She's actually, like, she's, 46.
She was probably, like, a good, like, 50 at the oldest.
Yeah.
Like, they're all acting like she, like, lived, like, a good life and she, like, died at, like, 60-something. No, she didn't. She was, like, 50.
She was, like, she maybe was, like, 47.
She was maybe 47. Like, why are we acting like this is normal? She should have been alive for years. Like, And I know the only reason they had her die is probably because Meryl Streep said, like, no to doing a full movie again. But, like, it would be my prediction.
Yeah.
But, like, anyways, those two plot points, I'm like, guys, let's be so for real mm-hmm. right now. What's going on?
Yeah. These are all good criticisms because,
But that's the other thing. I feel like this actually shows what Mamma Mia is. You can't criticize Mamma Mia. Like, you can't read into all these things because then it ruins the movie. Like, you just have to accept that it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because if you think about anything too hard, it will not make sense.
Yeah.
So you just have to sit down, listen to the songs, look at the pretty Greek beaches.
Exactly.
And have a good time.
Like, me and Sophia were watched this weekend, and one of our friends we were watching it with, she's never seen Mamma mm-hmm. Mia. And I feel like Mamma Mia is one of those movies you kind of got to watch it for the first time when you're, like, young and can't ask all these questions because you can't even, uh-huh. like, conceptualize them. And she's over in the corner, like, asking all these questions, and we're like, I'm sorry, you can't ask them. You just have to accept that this is how it is. Like
I feel like generally on this show we tell people to consume their media critically, but in this case,
Don't. Because then you won't enjoy it.
Sometimes that's okay. You can separate your critiques from your enjoyment.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Like there are certain things that, like, that it's not that deep. And, like, if you criticize it, then it loses any of the fun. And then mm-hmm. you can't enjoy it. And Mamma Mia is one of those things. So it's just kind of, like, I don't know. It's, like, one of the few times I'm, like, you just have to accept that it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Most of the time I'm, like, I love digging into the plot holes. But there's too many plot holes
plot holes. Anyways,
Thoughts?
Any more thoughts on the soundtrack? Because I feel like we haven't said much.
I don't know. I just think the vibes are there for the two, like, melancholy songs. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I just think they did a really good job of actually, like, making the soundtrack make sense mm-hmm. for the, like, I know that they sometimes have to, like, change the words a bit to make it, like, make sense, but, like, they do a good job, like, Mamma Mia, like, that makes sense, because it's, like, she's, like,
oh, my gosh.
Like, and, like, I've been cheated by uh-huh. you since I don't know when, blah, blah, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, money, that totally made sense for the context, like, because it's, like, her hotel's falling apart, and then she's, like, what I would do if I actually had money, and, like, things like that. So I feel like Mamma mm-hmm. Mia's soundtrack has a, like, good job of, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, translating to what the plot's actually doing.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the soundtrack's just fun. It always feels summery, and, like, when you need that, like...
When you need the winner takes it all.
Oh, my God. So good.
So good.
That scene, so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so late to her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They're so late to it. Anyways. Yeah. Okay. I have one more plot hole to, like, unpack.
Yeah.
And then I just need to say it. Did she had, like, Sophie had to go to boarding school. Why are all her friends these, like, British girls?
Thank you. I don't understand, like, how... First of all, I don't even really understand, like, how you'd make friends on this island.
Yeah.
Because, like, it kind of... Yeah, or how you'd go to school. It kind of seems like there's not much going on except for this one hotel.
Yeah.
So,
like, and all of her friends are these, like, British girls.
Or, like, the Irish girl, like...
Oh, yeah, British or Irish girls. So, like, is there, like, some sort of, like, big, like, British population and some Greek island that's more populated where there's a school that Sophie goes to every day for school? Or is there a boarding school that Sophie's been sent to? But then there's a whole song about how every morning Sophie and her mom would, like... What?
Yes, like
that. I can't talk about this. What?
The song where she's like, which song was that?
It's slipping through my fingers.
Slipping through my fingers, yeah.
And it's like...
The lyrics are not coming to my mind, but...
It's like sleep in her eyes.
Oh, school bells rang, like...
Yeah, me and her at the breakfast table, and like... So that implies that she was actually, like, lived with Donna. But anyways... My only conclusion is she had to go to a boarding school at some point to make these mm-hmm. friends. Cause like,
or college?
Or no, because she's 20.
Maybe went to college early. Maybe she's actually in the midst
because,
of her college.
Because there was a whole thing with like the girls, like when they get off the boat, like Donna comes out and is like, oh my gosh, you guys have gotten so big, you're all grown up. That implies that they've known each other their whole lives.
Huh.
So Sophia, there's no like I can't make it make sense. Like she had to go to boarding school.
I'm fine with that conclusion.
I think she went to boarding school at some point. Maybe not her whole childhood, but like anyways.
Like maybe late high school.
Yeah. But because she's 20, so and she's not in college, so mm-hmm. like
school. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Also, the other thing that, like, kind of frustrates me about... I know that's kind of the point, but Donna was, like, was the valedictorian at Oxford the year she graduated.
What?
And then she went off, got pregnant, and started a hotel in Greece.
Okay, like...
Like, go off, queen, but also, like, what?
I support your aspirations, but could we have, like, had a little money and then pursued our aspirations?
Yeah, exactly.
Once we're financially secure.
Oh, my goodness. But that's okay.
It's okay.
You know?
Just don't read into it.
Yeah, don't read into... Okay, moral of the story, don't read into Mamma Mia. Enjoy the soundtrack, enjoy the vibes. Don't pay attention to the plot, because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have anything else to say.
Me neither.
Okay, I'm Kate.
I'm Sophia, and you have been listening to What Was That About? Here on 88.9 The Bridge.